Gary Boyder is a longtime criminal justice reform advocate, a member of the Seattle Hempfest Speakers Committee, and the Democratic nominee for the Montana Legislature in House District 44, putting her walk where her talk is. Give it up for Gary Boyder!
Give it up for Seattle Hempfest, 25 years, woo! Thank you, Vivian, thank you to the volunteers, thank you to Danica for that awesome introduction, couldn't have asked for better. I'm Carrie Boyder, I am a homegrown Montana girl, and I am running for the Montana Legislature in House District 44. As Vivian mentioned, I'm a long-time criminal justice reform advocate. I've done grassroots organizing, I've been a policy analyst, and most importantly to me, I've been an advocate for federal defendants who are facing lengthy mandatory minimum sentences for being state legal cannabis providers. That's kind of how I got my start in activism. And the reason why I'm up here speaking is because I'm running in a battleground state in Montana. And right now, actually on August 31st, 12 days from now, they're about to implement restrictions that were put into place by the 2011 legislature, but have been put on hold for 5 years. We fought in the courts to try to keep them from taking effect. And these restrictions would make it so that a caregiver can only provide for two patients, and so that doctors who recommend to patients with 25 or more recommendations a year would be automatically investigated by the Board of Medical Examiners. And so we have a ballot initiative that's made it, and it will be up for a vote again November 8th, even though we've passed medical marijuana by an overwhelming 62% of the vote in 2006. It's going to go up for a vote again, and so what's going to happen is, even if we pass this law, we're going to have this big gap between August 31st and November 8th, where we're not going to have any access. It's all going to be dismantled. And even if we pass the ballot in November, we could be looking at the same situation with the same legislature who's about to wipe out medical for good. And so that's why I decided to take a step up and run for the legislature myself and make sure that some of the conversations that we're having are just a little bit more sane. You know, another big thing that's going on in Montana, we have a private prison. How many of you heard about the DOJ decision to stop using private prisons that came out yesterday? Huge, huge, huge victory. But we need the states to stop using those private prisons. And in Montana, we have a private prison in Shelby, where a state legal medical marijuana provider, the very first registered caregiver in our state, as a matter of fact, went to serve a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence for marijuana, and he made it 4 months before he died from neglect in that private prison in Montana. And so it's been my goal from when I found out to shut this place down. And as it turns out, their contract is up for renewal for the first time in 20 years in the 2017 legislature. That's why I'm running for office. And I'm running for office so that we can devote resources currently being spent on prisoners, $24,000 a year to incarcerate someone, towards community mental health outcomes and addiction treatment, things that are proven to work for people who actually have serious problems. And so really what's important is that these are citizen legislatures, whether it's Congress or it's your state legislature. These are everyday people that are supposed to make up these legislatures. And what's happened is that over the years, big money has gotten involved, and all of a sudden, it's not really a democracy anymore. And part of that is on us. If we're not really willing to step up and run for these offices, how can we expect good representation? So I really encourage you to think about how you can get involved, whether it's running for office yourself, whether it's volunteering for campaigns of candidates that identify with your values, whether it's giving $10, whatever you can to help those people get elected. You know, in my case, I'm not going to get any money from police. I'm not going to get any money from prisons. Big Oil is not going to be funding my campaign, surprise. So I'm really relying on grassroots support, particularly of the cannabis community, my friends, my people, my family here at HempFest, to get me elected. And even if you can't give money, you can give time, you can make phone calls from anywhere in the country to help me get elected. You can go to my Facebook page, Friends of Carrie Boyder, like that page, share those posts, help me spread the message far and wide. The more people I have there, the more my opponent sees that this is a network of people who back me up and maybe he should just go on home. You can also endorse my campaign. you can give to HempFest. This place is a very unique place where people are able to speak freely about their values. I wouldn't have the experience I have to run for office without what I've done for HempFest and without the support of these people. So give money in the donation buckets. This is a unique place, and it's been 25 years, and we got 25 years more to go before we have everything we want in policy. So thank you all for your time. Thank you for coming to HempFest. Have a great time.
All right, thank you, Carrie Boyder.